88.7. The Voice, where it is time once again to turn on the twirl. Good afternoon. This is Twirl, the finest music from the rock era. I'm Mike Lidskin, and you're listening to Sacramento's community radio station, The Voice, 88.7 here in Sacramento, California, and wherever you are at twirlradio.com. Just a lovely spring day here in Sacramento. Not too hot, not too cold, just about right. Big show today because we're sort of giving a preview of the big Psych Pop Social Show. That's going to be next Friday night, May 2nd, at the Starry Plow in Berkeley. And the headliner of that show is going to be the legendary Rain Parade. And the other two bands, they are phenomenal in their own right. The Cherry Blue Storms from Los Angeles and the East Bay band Bottle Kids, the Bottle Kids. And believe it or not, we've got two of those bands with us right here on the show today. Yes, we're going to be chatting with Deborah and Glenn from the Cherry Blue Storms in just a few minutes for the first segment of our show. And then in about an hour, 5 o'clock Pacific time, we're going to be chatting with the Bottle Kids. And they're coming in live right now today. They're driving on the freeway from Berkeley heading towards Sacramento. So it's going to be an exciting show here. And hopefully that'll whet your appetite for the big show on Friday. And if you can make it to Berkeley, California, come on in and see us at the Starry Plow. It doesn't really cost a lot. I think it's like $10 to $15 at the door sliding scale, or $8 if you buy your tickets right now online. Check twirlradio.com for details. And not only that, but if you can't make it to Northern California, we're broadcasting the whole darn thing live. So yes, indeed. Anyway, I'm going to start you off with something by the Cherry Blue Storms, and then we're going to chat with Deborah and Glenn. We're going to hear their song, Bad, here on The Voice.
To call. so bad.
88.7. The Voice and the Cherry Bluestorms and Bad from their 2013 album Bad Penny Opera. That was the closing track, and that band is just so dynamic. You heard what they sound like. Let's chat with them all the way from Los Angeles. I've got Glenn Lachlan and Deborah G. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks, Mike. And yes. Yourself?
Oh, doing well. It's so nice to chat with you guys again. I think we had you on the show sometime. It was last late summer, early fall, and a lot's happened since then. It's 2014. I got to see you guys do a wonderful benefit show in Fresno, and I've been just singing the praises of you guys. I can't wait to see you guys this coming Friday in Berkeley.
Well, it will be nice to be seen. We're excited about doing that for you, and thank you for inviting us to do it.
Oh, you know, it's my pleasure. I think people are really going to really like it. You know, we'll go over the band real quick, the bill real quick. It's the Bottle Kids, who are power pop, then you guys, and I'll let you explain what your genre is, and then, of course, the legendary Rain Parade. And Glenn, you were in the Dickies before. Would you consider the Rain Parade your contemporaries? You guys, I think, were on the circuit at about the same time.
Yeah, to some degree. I mean, I think the Dickies were actually started out a little earlier. The Dickies, when A&M dropped the Sex Pistols, they signed the Dickies. And so the Dickies were actually the first punk band that were signed to a major label in the United States.
Oh, wow.
And so they start out before, but I wasn't in the band when they first started out. I joined the band in 83. So right at that time, that's when Rain Parade were really coming into their own, I believe.
Okay. So do you know some of the folks in the Rain Parade?
Pardon me?
So do you know some of the folks in the Rain Parade?
I was just saying, I actually played with their original drummer, Eddie Kawa. He also played with a kind of electro-pop keyboard player guy named Jimmy Merivelle, who is from back east, and I ended up playing on a couple records with him because a clothing store that a lot of people would know from that time if they were in L.A. that was on Melrose called Flip.
Oh, yeah.
Very popular and influential store. Jimmy actually worked there. And the woman that owned the store was very wealthy and didn't know what to do with her money, so she opened a record label, and I became kind of the house guitar player for the acts that were on the label.
Nice. Very cool. So it's going to be, you know, I think it's going to be a pretty complimentary bill. You know, we call it the psych pop social, and I think there's a reason for that. How would you guys classify your sound if you could even lump it into, you know, a genre or two?
Well, I mean, one of the major influences on our stuff, you know, aside from, I guess, the obvious late 60s bands that were doing, you know, more intelligent British rock like the Kinks and the Small Faces and the Who and the Beatles, bands like that, are, you know, the wave of bands that came in the 90s, not necessarily to say Britpop, but largely the Manchester bands, you know, Stone Roses, Charlatans, you know, Oasis, bands like that. There's a, you know, huge similarity. I don't even know if you'd say influence. There's some influence and some, you know, we drew on the same influences that they did. And there's a big thread of that in our music. But, you know, like you say psychedelic, I mean, anything from Cream to Syd Barrett's Pink Floyd. I mean, they're all the great musics from that period that we draw on.
Very cool. And interesting. Yeah, that whole Manchester scene is just kind of being rediscovered a little bit. I love that. That was a great time for music. I think my favorite time was sort of that maybe mid-80s to mid-90s, when I think it just seems like there's always sort of an overthrow of the previous you know, music era, and that one certainly was, you know, just kind of out with the old and in with the alternative sound.
Yeah, well, I think that for the public at large, you know, what alternative means and what punk meant, what new wave meant and all those things, you know, that's one thing. And then the thing that I think was really great about Manchester is that from a guitar band perspective is that you had people like Johnny Marr who were really intelligent players. I mean, I respect the Edge from U2, but he's almost an anti-guitar player. You know, Johnny Marr was probably the first guy since progressive rock that really came up with a different technique of playing. And it really makes a huge difference to the music. And John Squire from Stone Roses is certainly no slouch. You know, these guys are brilliant musicians that play in bands that write really great songs. And so, you know, we like that.
Absolutely. And I can see all that because you guys are songwriters and you both do vocals. It's kind of neat. You are both the songwriters. Actually, let's give a shout out. Who does what in the band? Who's in the Cherry Blue Storms?
Who all is in the Cherry Blue Storms?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
There's myself, Deborah G., Glenn Laughlin, who's the guitar player right here. And then there's Mark Francis White, who is our drummer. We still have a floating bass player. We haven't found a permanent bass player yet and would love to.
I'm kind of the permanent bass player.
Well,
right.
But you can't be in two places at once.
That's true.
Live-wise. So anyway, that's the what we've got going on. What else did you say?
Well, Deborah sings, and I sing as well, and Francis does some background vocals with us too. So you know, we all sing, and you know, mainly I'm the guitar player, but I play all the bass on the records as well, and probably most of the keyboards. And Deborah and I both write. Now that Francis is in the band, he writes as well. He was in another band called the Condors, and he wrote some of their songs. And so I anticipate that we'll be involving him in the compositional aspect of the band too in the near future.
Nice. And I've seen him play with you guys both times I've seen the band, and he's a large presence on stage too. I think he seems like the missing piece in the puzzle for you guys.
He is. He absolutely is. And he's just an awesome person and fun to work with. Really fun.
Yeah. I don't know whether, you know, people who are not in bands or, you know, they're not musicians that they always notice these things. But for us, you know, we've played with drummers that were highly, highly technical, you know, platinum records. Our last drummer before Francis was the only live drummer on the last Christina Aguilera album. And we've played really high caliber people. And as good as they are, you know, when you hit the right person, you know, it's not just a matter of whether they can play it. It's whether or not they feel it and whether you have to tell them what to play. You know, Francis kind of relates to the same sorts of things that we do. And as you say, he has his own big presence that he brings that, you know, is that indefinable thing that comes along with somebody that's really got a style and a personality. And fortunately, it dovetails well with what we do. And so we're thrilled to have him in the band.
And, you know, I am not a musician, unfortunately, but as a fan and as a person who does radio, I've seen bands live, I've heard them on record, and I can tell where the artistry is. I mean, I think the artistry comes through and the chemistry. So that's one thing about you guys. And when I've seen you live, and not to diss any other bands, but the first time I saw you guys live, you stole the show. It's like the Cherry Blue Storms won that evening. If there's anything to be won, you guys won it. It was just, you have this fire on stage.
I remember I remember reading this interview with the Church and Steve Kilby talking about, you know, being competitive with other bands and stuff. And I think I feel much as he does. You know, I you know, love playing with other people. I'm cheering for them when I'm off stage. When I'm on stage, I'm trying to slaughter them. I don't want to be the second best band up there. I care about what I do, and I try to execute it as best as I possibly can.
And that really comes through too. And I mean, you're meticulous about your sound. I mean, for those who haven't heard the Cherry Blue Storms, I've described this, and please tell me if I'm wrong in any way. But you're the guitar and effects wizard, and you play these sweet guitars, and you have all sorts of wonderful pedals. I mean, you have this thing, this case with all your pedals, I don't think would fit in a normal vehicle. And then Deborah, you kind of exude a bit of a Chrissy Hynde personality, just that mysterious but very strong presence. So that's my take on you two guys.
That's pretty much it. You know, you've got the charismatic Deborah and the Glenn who has a pedal board. Yes,
that's pretty much. No, I think what you said, Mike, is accurate. He is a guitar wizard.
Yep.
He is. And that's cool that see, like you said, oh, I'm not a musician, but at the same time, you are a music lover and you know what you like and you know what you see and what works and what, you know, what sounds well, and people listen with their eyes, you know.
Yeah. And I'm a really big fan, and I know what I think constitutes art, and I could tell the meticulousness, if that's a word, the meticulousness that you guys put into the music. I mean, the sound is crafted perfectly, yet you still leave room for that whole raw emotion. I mean, that's a fine balance that not everybody can do.
Well, I'm glad that you appreciate that. I'm glad that comes across. You know, we definitely, you know, we care about the songs, and I think it's exciting at a show and somebody's able to pull out some technique and do something flashy. It's a lot of fun, and sometimes it heightens the excitement live or on a record. But that's not really the main focus. You know, we're trying to make good music, and it's not necessarily about having the instrumental flash. But having said that, in the area of music that we're in, I think that there's a paucity of people who have, you know, real ability technically. Mm. And I think that a little bit more of that would probably open some more creative doors as well. So we try not to, you know, be like the Kinks in 1964 and just be drunk on stage and play three chords, you know. We're trying to go a little beyond that, you know.
I think so. That's a good thing. So what can the audience expect on Friday night in Berkeley from you guys?
Probably a religious experience.
Oh, listen to you. Oh, my God. You know what? I don't want to have to be looking up to that. I mean, my God. No.
all levity aside.
Yeah, all levity aside. Okay.
No, I think that, you know, from what we've said, they probably get a general idea of our influences and the kind of music that we do. That's, you know, vocal heavy, there's harmonies and that kind of thing. But I'm glad that you underscored that, you know, we try to execute it so that people don't listen to the record and think, oh, these guys are great. And then they go and see us and say, well, how come they don't sound anything like their record? You know, they can't play like what's on the record. You know, or like a rap group, which they sound like the record because they're playing the record.
You know? Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, we're definitely trying to make as well produced of a sound as possible when we play live.
Absolutely, and I think that's going to come through. What's going on for you guys after Friday? What's ahead for the Cherry Blue Storms?
Next gig that we have will be in L.A. Oh no, that's not true. We have Fresno the following night.
Oh, nice.
That's, yeah, actually we have an in-store at Tower District Records around 3 o'clock on Saturday the 3rd.
Sweet.
And then that evening we'll be playing at the Full Circle Brewing Company.
Oh, yeah.
Just on our way back down to L.A., and then we have a gig here in L.A. on May 22nd at the Silver Lake Lounge. And that one, believe it or not, this is kind of interesting. I don't know how it worked out, but we're going to be play on the bill with three other Arizona bands.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Yep. I sometimes geography and logistics just collide like that.
Yeah, sometimes they do. On that bill, one of those bands we actually opened for in Phoenix when we were playing there in February.
Nice. Very cool. Well, that's going to be a full weekend and coming week or two ahead. I don't think I got a chance to ask you, you know, the big controversial question last time I had you on the show, and I like to ask this one. Little glimpse into your personal lives. What's your favorite food? What do you guys like to eat?
My favorite food is probably Cioppino.
Ooh, yum.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's a nice cold weather, delicious seafood soup dish. Yum.
Well, I just love soups, different types of soups. Like Glenn makes a great turkey vegetable soup. I make a really great split pea soup. I make a great curried cauliflower soup.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, soups or stuff that's healthy, just food that is healthy. And by the way, one quick thing, you asked what's on the horizon for us. We also are getting ready to start a Kickstarter because we were trying to get it all done before Berkeley, but it just didn't happen because we have a single that we're putting out called See No Evil.
Ah.
And so we're going to do a Kickstarter on that for our first vinyl single.
Nice. Very exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. The artwork looks really bitchin'.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, definitely let me know details, and I'll definitely, you know, post the Kickstarter details. We definitely want to get you guys funded.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, of course. Of course, you're doing all the hard work. Least I can do is just kind of, you know, let people know, hey, if you like the Cherry Blue Storms, you know, and you're going to buy it anyway, buy it up front. That's the way I think of Kickstarter.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. It's cool. I appreciate that you would be willing to pass that along.
Oh, for sure. So yeah, let me know details when we get closer, and then we'll get you on there, and you know, we will make sure that you get funded. I love the idea of your first vinyl release. That sounds really nice.
Yes. We're pretty excited about it.
So Deborah and Glenn of the Cherry Blue Storms, thank you so much for spending a little time here on Twirl Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure, Mike.
Oh, my pleasure as well. So what song shall we hear as we end the segment?
I think we thought maybe Fear of Gravity from the first album might be a nice one.
You got it. Fear of Gravity by the Cherry Blue Storms off of Transit of Venus. Thanks, Deborah. Thanks, Glenn. We will see you Friday in Berkeley.
Excellent. See you then.
Looking forward to it.
Same here. Stay on the line for a minute.
Okay.
Grace. If I don't break the atmosphere, you like your own radio station. It exists. It's the Voice of Sacramento, community radio for the greater Sacramento area.